This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 28, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and I've got a lot of news I want to share with you today. The swamp has struck back. I'm not going to spend much time talking about the buffoonery and the theatrics going on in Washington, D.C., but I just wanted to say it bothers me not at all. It's enraging the Trump supporters, and that's a good thing. So I think it's really odd that the Democrats has hung their hat on this for impeachment proceedings. It seems too flimsy, you know, and you can get all the information you want or all the radio you want discussing this topic with Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or many others. You can read Breitbart News, but I just wanted to say I think there's something much more going on behind the scenes than what we know. I mean, could you imagine if this had been Don Jr., that had been getting a, what was it, $64,000 a month paycheck for sitting on a board in the Ukraine just because he's Don's son. This would be all that Rachel Maddow talked about, you know, this nepotism. But any president of this country or any other country can call any other president of any other country and ask them if some people in their country, Americans in this case, had been involved in some corrupt activities over in their country. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing, and whether you're giving them military aid or not, none of that matters. So it's a very, very flimsy case that they're going through this political theater for. I'm sure there's a lot more to it. I don't know what it is, but I hope they keep doing it. This is enraging the seething population, so I'm all for it. And, you know, isn't it interesting? Here we've got a supposed whistleblower that cares so much, come out, he's a CIA asset. We got a whistleblower that cares so much that, you know, they're blowing the whistle on Donald Trump's shenanigans. And what's the media do? The media loves the whistleblower. I was listening to him, actually, Rush Limbaugh played a montage of all of the news media giddy over the noble whistleblower. But isn't it interesting that the whistleblower is revered, but not Edward Snowden? Edward Snowden had to flee the country for telling the truth. Not Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning went to jail, then had his sentence commuted by Barry Satoru. And now, of course, you know, they say Bradley Manning turned into Chelsea Manning. Now, unless they've released her, she's back in jail for refusing to testify in some other case. Well, what about probably the greatest whistleblower of all time, at least in our lifetime, Julian Assange? Well, I've got a story here. I hope I have time to get to it, of what Pamela Anderson says, the torture that he's going through in ungrateful Britain. And Ken says we have a legal law treaty with them to cooperate in criminal probes. So this is I'm surprised the Democrats has grabbed a hold of this. And, you know, are running for the end zone on this flimsy evidence. It makes me think something more is afoot here. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh keep telling us that heads are going to roll and they're going to get to the bottom of this Comey and Brennan and Clinton and the Steele dossier and blah, 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 blah. I'll have to see it to believe it. So I don't know. But the good thing is this is enraging the population. I talked to a bunch of Trumpsters this last few days. They're seething mad, and that's good. We need more of this. I hope it gets just as dirty and grimy and filthy and stinky, and the corruption is just spewing out of Washington, D.C. for all of the United States population to see, because it is a cesspool of filth, Washington, D.C. And this past week is just another demonstration of just the corruption that is the government of our country. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. I just wanted to share that and just remind everyone that it's certainly selective enforcement by the mainstream media. These other whistleblowers that actually done us some justice and and was working on the side of good are demonized, in prison, have to flee. But this one, who apparently works for the CIA, didn't even hear this stuff firsthand. It's all what normally in court you ever heard. You ever watched Perry Mason or Matt Locke? That's hearsay. You know, didn't even hear it firsthand. But in this case, you know, Adam Schiff, of all people, Blumenthal, Chuck Schumer, Nadler. I guess, you know, those that can connect dots, okay? So I say fan them flames. I hope next week the it just keeps unfolding, and the worse it gets, the better off the American people. The American people is going to be jerked up by the scruff of the neck and held and forced to face the corruption and the broken government that is Washington, D.C., that doesn't represent we the people at all. Okay, that's why the intro says that. I got several things that I want to get in today, so I'm going to run down a few of them just in case I don't get to them. I've got a clip of the intro to the crypto report. Okay, I may not have time to play this, but you can go to dailystormer.name. You can look at the crypto report. You know, it's Asmodor. It's interesting. I listen to it more to think about the how this people, the 20-somethings and the teenagers, are really drawn to this. And it's probably not everybody in the RBN listening audience that listens to this cup of tea, but the intro and the way they've put together these clips of Alex Jones is just it's just hilarious, okay? To me, everybody's sense of humor is different. I get that. But I think it's hilarious. We may get to that. I've also got about a 9-minute clip, if I can get to it. Adam Green interviewed David Icke, and it's on nomorenews.org. It's really good watch. You know, it's a really good watch. A lot of information. I'm not the biggest David Icke fan. I don't agree with everything David Icke says. You know, people in this audience, please understand that just because I reference something or I give, you know, I say this is good to listen to or that, doesn't mean I 100% endorse everything that person's ever said or done in their entire life. I don't even respond to the emails that criticize us, stuff like that, because I've said this before. We're all adults here. Put the big boy britches on, everyone, okay? So I don't know if we'll get to that or not, but everyone can go and watch that for themselves. I thought it was really good, so We will see. Now, I had stumbled across a video about a year ago of Tucker Carlson interviewing Fabio. Okay, I know that sounds weird, but I was just watching it on YouTube for the heck of it. And Fabio, you know, the guy with the long hair, was always on the cover of like the Harlequin romance novels or whatever. I don't know anything about Fabio, so if you know anything about Fabio, you probably know more than me. But Fabio was talking about just what a filthy cesspool that it is at the Los Angeles Library, okay? And so I thought, wow, I'm gonna look into this a little bit. What's going on at the Los Angeles Library? I found a clip that a local news media did back in 2017. So this is 2 years ago. The Fabio interview was last year, actually. And this is what the local news media did an investigative report into the Los Angeles Library. And one, just when you're listening to this, and if you're standing, you might want to sit down. If you're sitting, you might want to lay down. This is what they're bringing to you. You are supposed to live in the Los Angeles Library. The Los Angeles Library is supposed to go nationwide. You remember me telling you for weeks that you're supposed to live in an all-day-long gay pride parade? I got some gay pride parade updates, too. But this is what they're wanting to bring to you. So, Ken, if we can, let's play the clip 3, please, video 3. Okay, this is local news media covering the L.A. library that Fabio correctly referred to as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Either it's a drug deal or it's a hooker.
Sex, drugs, and the public library.
Oh, my gosh.
Tonight, the NBC4 I-Team goes undercover. And what we found has the LAPD taking a closer look right now.
Safety and security at L.A. City libraries in question.
Our viewers telling us they no longer feel safe. NBC4's Joel Grover and his team went undercover for 3 months to investigate.
Colleen, when I was a kid growing up in L.A., the library was a safe place where I'd spend entire afternoons. But when I returned years later for this investigation, I couldn't believe what we saw. Illegal activity happening every day, often with the LAPD just a few feet away. We want to warn you, some of the images you're about to see, you might find disturbing.
If you look closely around the Goldwyn Public Library, you might see a man using what appears to be a crystal meth pipe, or a group of people about to shoot up, or a man apparently masturbating right near the book return.
What's it like looking out over the library?
Horrendous.
At LA's city libraries, the signs say we welcome everyone. And nowadays, that includes drug users and transients.
Can you zoom in over there?
We found that out when we went undercover, watching libraries from our van and sending producers inside. Day one at the downtown Central Library, we see school kids filing in. And minutes later in the children's room, when we look out the window, we see this man.
What's that?
In plain view, he takes out a packet of what he says is crystal meth, scoops some into a straw, and offers it to our undercover producer.
It's okay, I don't want it. Come on.
Then he lifts the straw to his nose and snorts some of the powder.
Damn.
Library patrons are just a few feet away.
It's upsetting.
And so is the office of the head of LA's library system, John Szabo.
Can you understand why some parents don't want to bring their kids to your libraries?
I can.
And that's what we heard about the Goldwyn branch in Hollywood.
Are you just hanging out here?
One day, our undercover producer meets this guy named Mike, who shows her the fresh needle marks on his arm.
This is from Doom.
And then he offers her a pill of what he says is the drug ecstasy.
I've never seen that.
Minutes later, we spot him trying to steal a bike chained to the library fence until the owner catches him.
You're going away for a long time for touching my bike.
But this LAPD security officer lets the alleged thief go and tells our producers that crime and drug use happen inside as well.
I've seen people shoot up and smoke, you know, like snort.
And they shoot up inside the library?
Yeah, they shoot up in the restrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
And what our photographer spotted another day outside Goldwyn was even more shocking. The man in the shorts is masturbating the man next to him, with kids nearby, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's shocking. It's disturbing.
Should families have to walk by this on the way into the library?
No, it's wrong, and they shouldn't.
Illegal activity is happening at libraries across L.A. At Durant Library on Sunset, we see people getting high every day and snorting what appear to be drugs. At this Koreatown branch, needles and used condoms litter the library property. We wondered how this could be, since the L.A. Library has an agreement with the LAPD, paying the cops more than $5 million a year to provide security at its branches.
Either it's a drug deal or it's a hooker.
Harriet Zaretsky says she sees it all from her apartment, which looks right down on the Goldwyn Library.
Do you ever see the cops come out and
Never.
Patrol?
In fact, when we observed people using drugs and engaging in lewd acts around Goldwyn, we saw cops inside the library spending much of their time texting or talking instead of patrolling. And inside the downtown library one day, this officer appeared to be snoozing while others chatted nearby. But we didn't see anyone patrolling this outside area while that guy was snorting.
Over $5 million of our tax dollars goes to securing these libraries. Is that money well spent?
Absolutely not. And who's watching that budget?
Do you want to see these cops not texting, not reading, but patrolling?
Absolutely. Our expectation absolutely is that they will be on the perimeter of the building where these incidents occurred.
So what does the library plan to do about lewd behavior and drug use so rampant users are vomiting and urinating on library walls? After seeing the I-Team's video, the head librarian is now making a sweeping promise.
These things are not acceptable to me, and I want them to be dealt with.
And tonight, the LAPD tells us it is committed to working with the library to ensure a safe and secure environment. Still, we want to know how these crimes are happening all around libraries, often with cops very close by. The police chief has said he'll talk to us about that this week, and we will let you know what he has to say. Well, a lot more to this story that we plan to show in the coming
nights. So you have two issues. I don't know what is more disturbing, the people hanging around the library or the officers inside doing nothing.
Well, that was the issue that really emerged to us, is that we are paying $5 million in tax dollars for cops and security officers, and they're mostly sitting inside and often behind the desk.
Especially with young kids, school kids going in and out in groups. You're going to cover more of this week when you talk to the chief?
Yes, and we'll let you know what he says.
Good.
Excellent job.
Okay, there you have it. Now, I know this is radio, and anyone wants to actually see that, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and I'll send you the link to that, because seeing is believing. I'm here to tell you, the $5 million cops, no joke, the $5 million cops, your tax money at work if you live in California, the $5 million cops just roaming around, sleeping and texting while people are masturbating on the book return. I kid you not. I hate to have to use language like this, but snorting drugs, shooting up drugs, and yes, spanking one another off outside on the ground in front of the library. I'm here to tell you, people, our whole society in broad daylight, Ken's seeing it. Our whole society is crumbling in front of us, and we're being told that what we need is more poison. What we need is more tolerance. What we need is more inclusion. What we need is more open borders. What we need is more homosexuality. What we need is more transgenderism. We need to accept pedophilia, digest more poison. That'll take us where we want to go. I'm here to tell you, people, what's happening in the library in Los Angeles, we think it's a long way away. I thought disputes over the bathroom was a long way away, too, a couple of years ago. I'm here to tell you, this is where this complete cultural Marxist Bolshevik Sodom and Gomorrah society is the direction. Not that they want to take us. Not that they're going to take us. That they've taken us to. We're already there. We're living in the all-day pride parade, and we just don't know it. It may not be right outside your door yet, but you can't even ride down the streets in Charlotte, North Carolina, without being shot these days. You look at WSOCTV.com's website. Just get up every morning and look at the news out of Charlotte. And I'm here to tell you, it's unfreaking believable. But if you really want to go the distance, if you really want to see it all, and this was 2 years ago at the public library, you know, growing up, the public library was a place where if you done about the least little thing, they'd be shh, shh, shh. You know, you were supposed to act like you had some sense. If you had one of them wild children that run, amok, the librarian would tell the parent they got to go. You know, you can't come in here and act like that. We've lost all of that decency, morality. We're a long way from Andy Griffith, boys and girls. We're a long way from Leave It to Beaver. We're supposed to digest this immorality. We're supposed to embrace the sick society. We're supposed to accept as normal the unnormal. We're supposed to tolerate the intolerable. And we're all supposed to choke it down, or guess what you are? You're a dirty, rotten racist. And when we come back from the break, guess what? The Anti-Defamation League this past week, what did they do? They made the OK symbol a hate symbol. Now, I know a lot of this audience knows how we got there. We're going to go through that. But I went to the ADL website and looked at the list, and I couldn't look at the whole list. I don't know if that list ever ends. I kept going and going and going. I thought I was like the Energizer Bunny. I was like, when does this hate list ever end? I never did get to the bottom. It literally just kept going. I'm going to read off to you some of the things that don't write them down. Don't draw a picture. It's a hate symbol, you hater. Back in moments. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm back with you, fellow haters. I was having an interesting conversation during the break with Ken, because he was seeing the video, okay? It's one thing to hear the video, but it's a totally different thing to see the video of the guy actually at the book return with phone in hand, apparently, I would assume, viewing porn, while, I guess, for to use the best words possible for radio, because I really do like to keep a family-friendly, clean radio show here, pleasuring himself right there at the book return inside the library while the cops, the $5 million cops, just kind of mosey about. Reminds me, I have to say, I will say it again, I said it last week and probably the week before, it reminds me of reading the Turner Diaries. I've got to move on. I'm a little choked up today. I guess I got too wound up in the first segment. But we got to move on. Now, here we go. The Anti-Defamation League has now decided that the okay hand gesture, my source for this is WashingtonExaminer.com, used commonly by people of all kinds and cultures every day, ranging from former President Barack Obama to Pope Francis to Elizabeth Warren, is now You guessed it. A symbol of white supremacism. The organization's utterly famous explanation even acknowledges that the connection between this symbol and racism has always been an online hoax. But it then argues that the hoax has now become real. Now, this audience probably all knows 4chan, 8chan, Daily Stormer. They promoted making the OK symbol a hate symbol to try to bait the ADL and the media into going with it, which they did. And that, they're going with it. They're going all the way. They're going the distance. In this case, the OK gesture, the hoax was so successful, the symbol became a popular trolling tactic on the part of far-right-leaning individuals who would often post photos to social media of themselves posing while making the OK gesture. Ironically, some white supremacists themselves soon also participated in such trolling tactics, lending an actual credence to those who labeled the trolling gesture as racist in nature. You dirty, rotten racist. You and your OK symbol. No, this is not how things work. A hoax cannot turn an innocent and useful hand gesture used without a second thought by someone as random as Cory Booker into a symbol of white supremacism, all in the matter of just a couple of years of hoaxing. If you allow this, then you're only encouraging the hoaxers to move on to more symbols. And frankly, you deserve it, but the rest of us don't. The next thing you know, the peace sign will be verboten, or the military salute, or the facepalm, or maybe even the high five. Where does it all stop? You know what is much richer history of white supremacism than this gesture, a direct connection to actual violent racism that this hand signal will never have in 1,000 years. So I'm reading this from the Washington Examiner now. If you remember, a Chicago Cubs fan was banned for life after concluding he had made a racist gesture on camera during a game by displaying the OK gesture. This has really happened. I think I covered that on this broadcast many months ago, that they had banned an individual from the ball game. And during the Kavanaugh confirmation, Zina Bash made the OK sign as she rested her hand on her arm, sparking outrage on social media. Bash's husband defended his wife on Twitter, calling the accusations of her being a white supremacist repulsive, partly because she's of Mexican heritage. I'm telling you. So I moseyed on over to the Endless ADL website, and I just, because I know you guys don't want to be caught up in being called a racist, and maybe not even know, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, because I think there's 214 of these, okay? So if you use the symbol 1-11, well, you dirty, rotten hater, you, using white supremacist racist symbolism. What's wrong with you? That is a numeric symbol. The 1 means A, and the 11 means K, which that means that it stands for Aryan Knight. So if you use 1-11, if you use the 100%, you know, 100 and the percent sign, you know, if you've got 100% of something, well, you dirty, rotten racist, you. I see right through you. That is shorthand for 100% white. So if you use the 100% symbol, it's like you got 100% of something. Well, I don't know what you do, but according to the ADL, this is a hate symbol, the 100% sign. So you better get used to it. If you use the number 109 or 1010, well, you dirty, rotten racist, you. That refers to the number of countries that the Jews have been expelled out of. So you're not even allowed to use them numbers. So, like 109 and 1010, or 109 and 110 don't exist. It's all been changed now. We actually go from 108 to directly to 111, or you're dirty, rotten racist, okay? The number 12 can't be used, okay? Hate symbol, can't use it. Right now we go from 11 to 13. I'm not even sure. We're not through it all. We maybe can't even use those numbers. Oh, 13's next. You can't use it. Okay, we're coming up on the break. We'll return to this insanity in mere minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
And we're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio. Saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. The emails are coming in. I will send that video out to everyone that emails me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com that wants to give that a view. I was talking to Ken during the break. I mean, it's this number thing, and I've got a ways to go, and I'm going to go through this pretty quick. You can go to ADL.org and look at this insanity for yourself. But I was up to the number 12, and I was wondering if we could use the number 13. But we cannot. You cannot use 13. 1 and 3 equals A and C, AC, or Aryan Circle. Yes. 13/52, 13/90. Can't use that. It says that white supremacists claim that blacks make up only 13% of the U.S. population but commit 52% of all murders and 90% of all violent crimes. So you can't use 13/52, or you're dirty, rotten, racist. You can't use the 14, because the 14 words. You can't write 14 words. You can't write 14/23. You'll have to look at these to get the meaning of all this. 18, 21-2, 211 crew. You can't use the number 23. You can't use the number 28, 311, 318, 33-6, 38, 43, 5 words, 511, 737, 83, 88. And then when you get done with the numbers, if you ever do, it goes into a whole other litany of symbols. You can't use an anti-Antifa image. How about that? That's a hate. You hate her. You oppose Antifa? Well, they're the good guys. Yeah, you can't take the flag of Antifa and put like the circle with a bar through it. No, what are you, some kind of violent hater? And it goes into just a whole litany of other, the Confederate flag, you can't use that, you're a hater. If you write diversity equals white genocide, well, that's big hate right there. So you can look at that for yourself. And if you don't believe all this is coming to fruition, if you don't believe it's happening all in front of your eyes, as ridiculous as it seems, although we're living in the movie Idiocracy in 1984 with a splash of They Live, listen to this. This come in from Vice News this past week. The DHS just finally recognized white nationalism as a major terror threat. Now, remember, we thought that the Trump administration wasn't going to do stuff like that. The white people is what got him elected. He never says so, though, does he? Department of Homeland Security is finally officially recognizing white supremacist terror as a major national security threat in the U.S., a threat that's coming from the inside. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, on Friday unveiled the department's new counterterrorism strategy, which for the first time places major emphasis on countering the threat of, the dirty, rotten, racist, white nationalist coming from inside the U.S. Trump resisted calls to do this in the past, but acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen, I guess is how it's pronounced, is pushing through with it. McAleen is a diehard leftist that Trump appointed who made a splash in June by allegedly sabotaging a major planned ICE raid by leaking details to the press. Well, that's the kind of person you want to put in positions of power, Mr. Trump, but that's all you do, isn't it? You just can't seem to pick the right ones. I mean, it just continues. Unbelievable, really. But white supremacists are replacing Muslim terrorists as the new boogeyman used to strip Americans of their rights, complete with fake stories about WMDs and everything else. So I just wanted to let you know, it's on the list now. That's the big focus, you know. You've got to accept it. I tell you what, right here would be a good place before the next break. I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of that Adam Green with David Icke. This is 51 minutes and 3 seconds to 59 minutes and 6 seconds. So it's roughly about 8 minutes long. I wanted to get that in today. So let's go ahead and play the David Icke Adam Green video.
A network of interlopers that have infiltrated the Jewish community and control Israel, that have infiltrated Islam via the Saudi royal family, that have infiltrated Christianity via Christian Zionism, and so on and so forth. It goes on.
But at the core of all of this, wouldn't you say it's essentially the Bible and biblical prophecy? You wouldn't have a Sabbatai Zevi and a Jacob Frank if there wasn't the prophecies for them to return to Jerusalem and build the temple and then have their Moshiach come. So isn't it just kind of like a twisted interpretation of Judaism?
Yeah, what I do in the book is I make clear that this, what I call hidden hand network, this global web, goes back a long, long time, way beyond Sabbatai Zevi. I mean, you've got the Knights Templar that were created in the 12th century, but also had the goal of rebuilding Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem, which is what this moving of the embassy is all about. That's where it's leading. That's why they want to clear out that part of Jerusalem of Muslim people, because that's where they want to go. To the rebuilding of Solomon's Temple. I go into all that in the book, especially in relation to this smart grid, etc. So this goes back much further than this occult. But when you pick it up and you follow it through to present time, this cult has become a massively central and important part of this this global web of manipulation and control, which is not only focused in Israel and this network we're talking about now. It's much wider than that. But this is a fundamentally important part of it in terms of current events and events of the 20th century and beyond.
There was certainly like a fork in the road of Judaism. They changed their ideology when they decided that they were going to start doing everything they could to fulfill prophecies on their own. Before that, they were supposed to wait for the very clear Moshiach to come to lead them back. So now it's self-fulfilling prophecy. That's kind of a little bit of a difference they have. But at the core,
You're absolutely right. It's very quickly, Adam. You're absolutely right. Once you have a blueprint and people believe that this is prophecy, I mean, look how the Christians and the Christian Zionists are manipulated by belief in prophecy. Because then when you're a manipulator, as you rightly identify, all you've got to do is manipulate those prophecies to appear to be happening, and they'll all come with you because they think God's doing it. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what's going on.
And, you know, with Trump, they're putting him on the coin and they're moving the capital to Jerusalem. They're really, the Sanhedrin is calling for the United Nations to be dissolved and have a new, you know, the law must come forth from Zion. So they're trying to fulfill all this. And in the book, you do such a great job covering the Israeli tech dominance and their agenda with AI and all the rest of it. I wanted to show this article to you to make sure that you've seen this. I think I remember you sharing it. You can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
BBC. Where's the headline?
Yeah, I've got it.
Smartphone users warned to be careful of the Antichrist. So can you explain a little bit about how they're going to be able to pull off this world government and complete domination with the advanced tech agenda?
Well, you know, I've been attacked over decades for mentioning the protocols of the Elders of Zion. And I mentioned them, first of all, for one simple reason. I hadn't got into all this stuff at the time. Well, I'm going way back into the 90s. And the reason I mentioned them was quite simple, to say that what they predict has actually happened and is happening. So how come? As I was saying, in those days, you know, were they written by just an extraordinary prophet, or did someone just get extraordinary lucky? I mean, look at what's happened and what they say they're going to do. And as I've understood more, it's become clear to me that what these protocols are, and I'm quite open to the fact that what we see is not the original protocols, but a version of them, probably a cut down version of them. And people say it was a forgery. Well, it was a forgery of what? Because a forgery is a forgery of something else. Mm-hmm. So the more that I've understood the deeper, wider aspects of all this, the more it's become clear to me that the protocols of the Elders of Zion are not a Jewish plot agenda. They are a Sabbatean Frankist death cult agenda. And by the way, just before we move on, as I pointed out in previous books and emphasize again in this, the protocols of the Elders of Zion, one of the big red flags of that is if you mention them, then you're immediately subject to a deluge of abuse. You're a Nazi or this, that, and the other. And what people say is you can't talk about them because they were shown to be a forgery by the Times newspaper in 1921. And you know, you talk about people on the left, they'll say that. Oh, no, they were shown to be a forgery. Well, you know, when you look into that, those Times newspaper articles also appeared in the New York Times on which the protocols were a forgery and, you know, made up, basically, on which that is based. Those articles were written by a British military intelligence agent called Philip Graves. And he worked with a guy called T.E. Lawrence, the famous Lawrence of Arabia, of course, the famous movie. And what did Lawrence of Arabia do? He was a British military operative, and his role was to manipulate the Arab people of Palestine during the First World War to join the British in kicking the Ottoman Empire out of those lands. And what Lawrence did to achieve this was promise the, what we'll call the Palestinians, that they would have rights to self-determination on that land once the Ottoman Empire was removed. Now, Lawrence, of course, knew that wasn't true. He knew that they wanted to get rid of the Ottoman Empire so that the door was open for Israel to be created, as it eventually was in 1948. So getting rid of the Ottoman Empire was very, very important. And the guy who produced a...
Okay, that must be the end of that. If you enjoyed that, watch the thing in its entirety. Go to nomorenews.org, and you'll see Adam Green interviewing David Icke. Now, I want to get this in quickly because I'm afraid that no one will cover this, and it needs to be said. Apparently, the statute of limitations was running out on filing lawsuits from the August 17th, 2017, Charlottesville. And I happen to be looking at some of the, I always take a little gander over that way to see if anything's happening, because Charlottesville's in the news every day. More victims of the August 12th, 2017 car attack filed lawsuits in Charlottesville Circuit Court this month to seek payments from James Alex Fields. Can you believe that? The two new suits claim that Fields and other organizers are, and participants in the violent Unite the Right rally acted negligently. Fields has been convicted of murdering Heather Heyer, who was struck by a car and died from the impact. He will spend the rest of his life in prison. DailyProgress.com ran the story. The progress of the suits, as well as several others filed just before or on the second anniversary of the deadly attack, will depend on the outcome of federal lawsuit Sines versus Kessler. The Sines case, which was filed by the victims against many of the same rally participants in October of 2017, is slowly working its way through. I'm not going to go through all of these different new lawsuits, but practically everybody that hadn't filed a lawsuit that was in any way, shape, or form can file a lawsuit claiming that they were hurt. I don't know what they expect to get. I mean, you know, obviously Alex Fields is never going to have any money. But the defendants, Fields, Jason Kessler, Richard Spencer, William Jennery, Michael Pinovich, Michael Hill, Matthew Heimbach, Brad Griffin, Augustus Evictus, Christopher Cantwell, Andrew Anglin, Elliot Klein, and many other organizations that have been involved are all embroiled in several other lawsuits affected by the rally. So I'm not going to go through it. It's a lot of different information about everyone that's being sued, but I just wanted to let everyone know that lawsuits were still being filed right up to the day of the anniversary. And also the widows of the helicopter crashed highway or state patrolman or whatever, they're suing, not really the Charlottesville participants, but they're suing the sheriff's department and the state and everyone. So there's a bunch of lawsuits going through and still naming people. As of August 17th, there were a bevy of new lawsuits filed against Alex Fields and many other people, so I just wanted to get that in. This past week, I don't know if you saw this, this past week, they actually ran a story out of Ungreat Britain. You want to talk about a sad country. that the police is no longer going to post pictures when they have knife buybacks or when they confiscate a bunch of knives from someone. Yeah, happens all the time over there, actually. They said, the police said that they thought it was too scary to the public to post pictures of knives. I kid you not. I kid you not. This is where they're at over there. They've done took their guns away. What are they moving to? They're moving to the knives, of course. And, you know, mainstream media, Lester, the super cuckold, NBC Nightly News, they never cover the knife attacks, the acid attacks. They never cover any of this that's happening in Britain. And it's worse to go and look at British news than it is to even go look at WSOCTV.com out of Charlotte, which Ken said he did during the break. And, you know, and he got a dose of it, okay? And you know, that he had to stomach that right after he saw the L.A. Library. Whew, we're coming up on a break. We're going to talk about the Church of England bishops are calling for the government to take serious stance on knife crime by banning pointed kitchen knives. You're going to be eating them with a spork in Ungrate.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back on the alternative media fair in the studio, running down the insanity of the week. I don't know which one I would pick, but we're not done yet. So everyone hold up on the phone calls next hour. It may be the bottom of the hour before we go to the phones, but this is an RT.com story. Church of England bishops are leading a call for the government to take a serious stance on knife crime by banning pointed kitchen knives. The suggestion has been met with some confusion and a lot of jokes. Church leaders, with the support from police, victims, and psychiatrists, penned an open letter to the government arguing that domestic knives should be redesigned with rounded tips to reduce the number of life-threatening stabbing injuries. They reportedly argued that the pointed blades aren't even needed in this day and age, given that we have forks to eat with. The absurdity of banning a common kitchen implement was pointed out by bemused citizens, particularly as the proposal comes after the police recently announced, here it is, that they will no longer post images of seized knives to help reduce the fear of knives. I mean, you can't make a stuff up. They're not going to address the problem. They're going to address the symptom of the problem. They're not going to diagnose the disease that they're living with, which is open borders and diversity and rapid demographic changes and the clash of cultures that's being fostered on them by their traitorous government. No, they're not going to talk about that. They're going to talk about, you eat your soy with a spork, you knave, you peasant. You eat your soy with a spork, you're not going to be able to eat any meat because of the weather. We got to fight the weather. Any of that climate change stuff, if you talk about that to anybody, just don't use the word climate and always use weather. You know, they're scared of the weather. I heard a great quote this past week, and it was, the weather's not the enemy, it's your government. Okay? And that Thunberg and all that, the whole created hysteria over that Greta Thunberg, that's all manufactured. None of that. Do you think, get your 10-year-old kid or whatever to act like that they're all about, you know, fighting the weather, and you might get on some local radio or TV, but you're not going to be invited to the United Nations. Get real. That's all created and manufactured. So, yeah, in Ungrate, you're going to eat your soy with a spork. You're not going to have a pointed blade, something people's had, you know, for what, millennia? You could have a big knife, but they've already got the guns. Now they got to take the knives. They're teaching kids in the 6th and 8th grade to treat knife wounds. I mean, the governments of these European countries and America and Canada, they are traitors to the people. They're traitors to us. I mean, when you saw the Democons all raise their hand. Do you want to give illegal aliens free health care? They all raise their hand. They don't care about you, Mr. Taxpayer. They don't care about you, Mr. Whitey. They care about demographically destroying this country. And if you write on a piece of paper that diversity equals white genocide, well, by golly, that's a hate symbol. Well, you need to be railroaded down to the corrupt court and jailed. Don't you know? What's wrong with you? And I've got an update we're going to be doing on some of the people that's been incarcerated recently in Europe for singing songs and this and that. We're going to be talking about that after the top of the hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Yeah.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.